Welcome to Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen, your weekly dose of international boating, super yachting, and maritime industry news and opinions. Before I get started, please remember to hit that thumbs up button if you enjoy the video, and maybe even subscribe too. It really helps us out. Alright, let's punch the throttles and find out what's been happening this past week. This week, Dutch super yacht builder Royal Heesman launched its latest build, the 58.5-meter-long super yacht Fee. According to the yard, Fee is a bit of a record breaker as it's the longest yacht in the less than 500 gross tons category based on current classification rules. Its naval architecture is the star of the show here, as its fast displacement XL hull was specially developed to make the yacht long and sleek without going over the 500 gross ton mark. Royal Heesman says the hull design gives the yacht a respectable top speed as well as very good fuel efficiency for its size. The word Fee represents the mathematical concept of the golden ratio, which the yacht's interior and exterior design is based on. The golden ratio is said to reflect natural order and beauty. Technically speaking, it occurs when the ratio of two quantities is the same as the ratio of their sum to the larger of the two quantities. The golden ratio is a concept that has been around since the ancient Greeks and is important in maths due to its frequent appearance in geometry, especially in pentagrams and pentagons. But it also appears in some patterns in nature, including the spiral arrangement of leaves on some plants, and can be described in various other aspects of the world around us, including even the stock market and less tangible concepts like probability theory. While the interior design of the boat is mostly still a secret, the yard says that both the interior and exterior design philosophy is based on three main themes: the galaxy, the ocean surface, and the underwater world. There's accommodation for a total of 12 guests and 11 crew. One design element detail that the yard has so far revealed is the yacht's exterior lighting, which consists of optical fibers illuminated by lasers. Normally this kind of lighting is implemented using LEDs, which are difficult to replace when they fail and which leave unsightly gaps when they do. The only component that can fail in V's lighting system is the lasers, which are very accessible inside the yacht and can be easily replaced. V will be accompanied by a matching 36-meter chase boat that's currently under construction at a yard in Asia. This boat has had the same design treatment as Fee, as has Fee's main limousine tender. Fee is currently conducting sea trials and is expected to be delivered to her owner later this year. US power catamaran manufacturer WorldCat has announced that the first boats have come out the doors of its brand new factory in Greenville, North Carolina. The new $2.5 million factory is almost 24,000 square meters big, nearly doubling WorldCat's previous production floor space. The yard manufactures a range of outboard-powered center consoles and dual consoles, ranging from a 23-foot boat up to their flagship 40-foot models, the dual console 400DCX and the center console 400CCX. The company says that the new factory was developed around the production of these 40-foot models, as well as expanding their capabilities in general. The first model to come off the new production line was a 400CCX, so presumably the DCX models will start production soon. The new location was chosen for its proximity to the existing WorldCat factory and will employ 60 new employees. This will bring the company's total number of staff to 300. There's still room for expansion at the new factory, and the company says that future plans for the remaining space include a showroom and the introduction of new models, one of which will be announced later this year. WorldCat is a major manufacturer of catamaran hulls globally, and although I don't have the exact numbers, by some estimates that I've read, they're definitely in the top 5. Their 400DCX model is a particular favorite of mine that I'll feature in more detail in a future video, so keep an eye out for that one. For more information about WorldCat's boats, visit worldcat.com. And now for a story that I've been sitting on for a few months, just waiting for some decent video to be released. This is the Technomar Lamborghini 63. Yes, you heard that right. The boat you see here is now the official boat version of the Lamborghini Sian FKP 37, which is a hybrid supercar apparently capable of reaching speeds of 349 kilometers per hour. The boat was built by Italian yard Technomar, which normally builds custom super yachts. This particular collaboration between the yard and Lamborghini Lamborghini is a milestone for the yard that has been in operation since the 1980s. Technomar is owned by a group called the Italian C Group. The Technomar 63 is the first collaboration of its kind and is focused on speed and lightness. Lightness comes from the extensive use of carbon fiber, just like Lamborghini cars, and its speed comes from two MAN V12 2000 horsepower engines for a total of 4000 horsepower, allowing the Technomar 63 to reach a speed of 60 knots or 111 kilometers per hour. Basically, that's completely insane. It also makes the boat one of the fastest in its class. Its cruising speed is apparently between 40 and 45 knots or 83 kilometers per hour. At that speed, you're burning around 400 liters of fuel per hour, giving you a range of about 360 nautical miles. According to the press releases, the boat's length of 63 feet is intentional and symbolic. Lamborghini was founded in 1963, and it's also the birth year of the Italian Sea Group's founder and CEO. Additionally, the production of this boat is capped at 63 models. The boat is extensively styled on Lamborghini cars. There's loads of suede on the interior, the helm position looks like the Lamborghini's cockpit, and the color of the boat, Verde Guia, is identical to the Lamborghini Sian's color. The helm position even includes a Lamborghini ignition switch and Lamborghini style seats and steering wheel. In terms of features and facilities, the Technomar 63 is designed to be a day boat, so while it's not specifically intended for long stays, you can comfortably stay overnight or a weekend. Behind the helm, there's a dinette and a wet bar for outdoor entertainment. This area also includes a pop-up television. At the stern and on the bow, there are large sun pads upholstered in suede to match Lamborghinis. Below deck, the owner's cabin is in the bow with a center island bed, and there's a guest cabin with twin single berths off. All interior areas are upholstered in Lamborghini-style grey and yellow leather. I should mention that this isn't Lamborghini's first foray into the marine industry. They've been producing large engines for the offshore powerboating industry for some time now, but it is the first time they've collaborated on a project to this extent. Just like Lamborghini cars, the Technomar Lamborghini 63 boat is expensive. One of these will cost you over $3 million, with some sources claiming $3.5 million. The Italian Sea Group won't say how many have been sold yet, however, they did confirm that all available production slots for the boat have been reserved through to the end of 2022 already. The owner of this boat was never officially announced by the yard, but it appears to be Irish MMA superstar Conor McGregor. He confirmed it himself when he posted a picture of the boat to his 41 million followers on Instagram with the caption, "My Lamborghini yacht is ready." I suppose when you're getting paid as much as $85 million for a single fight, $3.5 million for a boat is a drop in the old ocean. A few weeks ago, I featured a new so-called residential superyacht called Somnio that's currently under construction. Well, this week, another residential ship was confirmed to have been signed for construction. The second ship, because that's what it is a 293-meter, 925-foot-long monstrosity called Njord, and it'll be built by a German shipyard called Meyer Werft. The delivery date is set for 2025. Njord is being marketed as the, quote, world's largest private residence yacht, unquote, but as we saw in my video about Somnio, calling this a yacht is like calling a hotel a cottage. It's just marketing fluff. The developers, a company called Ocean Residences Development, or ORD, say that Njord will be built to strict environmental regulations. It'll have what they're calling dual fuel engines that'll be able to run on future fuels, batteries for hybrid operation, heat recovery systems, and advanced power management systems. Njord will have 117 private homes across 12 decks for a total interior volume of 81,000 gross tons. The homes are available in the buyer's choice of 20 different configurations, offering anywhere from 2 to 6 bedrooms with a total size of between 116 and 800 square meters each. Buyers will be able to choose to include amenities like a walk-in cellar, a cheese room, a humidor, a safe room, a private gym, a sauna, and a steam room. The interior design of the ship is being shared across several studios, and the press release throws around lots of random marketing adjectives like ease, lightness, energy, homely, contemporary, and other vague descriptions. The ship, it says here, will be, quote, home to an exclusive community of like-minded individuals who relish travel and sharing extraordinary experiences, unquote. It'll circle the globe every year whilst visiting some of the most remote and, quote, culturally unique places on Earth, unquote, to ensure that residents don't have to get their feet wet in these icky, culturally unique places. There are two 8-seat Airbus ACH-160 helicopters, each with a range of 400 nautical miles, to ferry guests to and from their destination. And when the residents aren't looking down their noses at culturally unique people, they can enjoy shared facilities such as a large sun deck, two outdoor pools, a nightclub, a jazz lounge, and even a telescope observatory on the top deck. Given how new the concept of these residential ships is, only time will really tell whether either Njord or Somnio can succeed. Both projects seek to attract wealthy individuals who could probably afford to simply buy or charter their own vessels, which would give them a much greater degree of flexibility than the rigid itinerary of these residential ships. Njord hits the water in 4 years' time, so we'll just have to wait and see. Well, that's it for this week's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please remember to give this video a like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. And if you didn't know, when I'm not researching, writing, and producing these videos, I pay the bills as a marketing copywriter. I've got a passion for the boating and marine industry in general, and I'd love to hear from you the next time you need anything written up. Talk to me for competitive rates on everything from blogs to email marketing, product descriptions, and even video scripts. I'm easy to find too. You can reach out to me on either LinkedIn or via my website, with all the details in the description. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next week.